I wrote the book, His Name is Yahweh, about 6 years ago, and I've delivered messages from this book over the years to thousands and thousands of people. And I've become aware that two problems in the church make it difficult for some people to accept this message. The first problem has to do with the way so many people look at the King James Bible. Many Christians believe that the King James Bible is error-free, that it's the only truly inspired version of the Bible. Well, folks, that is simply not the case. In fact, the King James Bible is not error-free. Now, there are a lot of reasons I know this, but the two most obvious reasons I know it are, first of all, the name Yahweh doesn't appear in it. And we know that it should appear in the Old Testament alone more than 6,823 times, and that it should appear in the New Testament as well. But as you know from our discussion earlier, it's not as easy to know where the name Yahweh belongs in the New Testament. But as many times as the name of Yahweh is left out of the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, there are that many errors in it. The second problem with the King James Bible is that they thought the name of God was Jehovah, not Yahweh. And buried in a footnote somewhere is a statement that the name of God is Jehovah. That is an error. You already know this. The name Jehovah was made up to prevent Jewish people from accidentally saying the name Yahweh. The King James translators did not know this. That is a serious, serious error. The second problem we've got to confront is even more difficult to deal with. And it has to do with the fact that some people are so in love with the name Jesus that they simply cannot accept the fact that He is Yahweh, and that the name in which we have salvation is Yahweh, and that we've got to believe that the one we refer to as Jesus is Yahweh. People, you've got to know this. In fact, if you don't know this, it's going to shock you. The name the original King James Bible used, where we see the name Jesus today, was Jesus. The King James translators then did not use the letter J at all. In fact, the letter J didn't enter the English language until around 1630. The King James translators finished their work and published their Bible in 1611. Literally, the name Jesus does not appear in the original King James Version of the Bible. Now, the Greek name for the Messiah was Jesus. And again, that's the same name the King James translators used in the original version of the Bible. Clearly, the name Jesus came along later, much later. It couldn't have entered the scriptures until after 1630, but in fact it entered later than that. And the name Jesus took hold over time as people became accustomed to the letter J. His name was never Jesus. This is an important fact. The Messiah was born in Israel. He was born in Bethlehem. He was a Jew. The name he was given at birth was an Aramaic name. The name was Yeshua. The name Yeshua means Yahweh is salvation. Now, there's a Hebrew equivalent to that name that is one most of us are familiar with, Yehoshua. It's translated Joshua. It too means Yahweh is salvation. In fact, the book in the Old Testament, Joshua, is actually Yehoshua. Now listen to this. If the King James translators had wanted to be consistent, they should have given the Messiah the name Joshua, not Jesus. I don't want to get into a discussion of the derivation of the name Jesus. My purpose in sharing this information with you is simply to let you know that His name was never Jesus. One other thing. The name Yeshua did not set the Messiah apart even then. He was born a Jew in Israel. He was given the name Yeshua. And the three most common names for boys in Israel at the time of the Messiah's birth were Yeshua, which is translated Joshua, Yaakov, which is translated Jacob, and Yohanan, which is translated Jonathan or John. Those were the most common names for boys in Israel. You would find them everywhere. Those names then were like Bill or Bob or Mike today. They did not set him apart. The name Yeshua did not set the Messiah apart. Neither does the name Jesus. The thing that sets the Messiah apart is who he is, and he is Yahweh. He is our only God, our only Savior, our only Redeemer, Yahweh. That's the thing that sets the Messiah apart.